Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at Menards.
Everybody, welcome to Nevermind Podcast. My name is
Veronica
Stoikoska, and this is my co-star. Kyle Chase. So, and today's a very special episode because we have
behind
Connery
the camera. It's Connery.
And the booth is a corner. It's a corner of a room.
In a room.
And the room has no closets. Do you ever think about that? That this room has no closets?
I actually wonder if that makes this legally a bedroom or not. I think the legality is that it has to have a window, in which it does.
Window?
Because it's
no closet.
No closet.
This room is designed for an office space.
Maybe, but they're selling it as a bedroom.
Well, can we just kiss about it? We're back, everybody. Okay, today is a very kind of a crazy day. Connery's here. We have our Brooklyn shows tonight.
Tonight.
7:30 p.m.
Sold
and
out.
10 p.m.
Both.
And it's, seriously, guys, it's all thanks to you. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without you guys. So please, if you are in any parts of this, other of the world, of the country, we are also going on tour. So we're kind of nervous is what I'm saying. I'm everywhere.
Not only that, there's a lot of...
It's with Laundry Day.
It's also, as far as if we're talking energy.
Yeah.
Spring is among us, and it's...
Among us? Why acting sus?
And it's bringing out this it's bringing out this energy in the world and people. Mm-hmm. I think yesterday specifically was like the first really...
2 days ago.
Warm day.
The eclipse.
That was the first one.
It was
and
like
then yesterday was hot.
It was hot. But eclipse day was like, wait.
And now...
We're all just like, wait. We're literally on a spinning rock floating in space.
No, we're down here.
And
I'm on the moon after my edibles. Just kidding. I don't smoke weed. I could never do that.
I was just going to say for the show, I'm not someone that does really well with surprises. And this morning I'll lay this out for you.
Yes.
I'm doing a 21 day hip opening challenge. I got tight hips. Mm-hmm. Day three.
Three.
I got really tight hips, tight hamstrings, tight quads. I'm trying to loosen that up to live a more flexible and free life.
Both physically and mentally.
So I'm in my boxers and I am stretching.
Well, let's be real. You were buck naked.
I was in my boxers. Oh, Might as well have been naked.
I think I remember.
And
I
just wrapped it up. And when you finish, they recommend that you do a nice little child's pose. For anyone who doesn't know what that is,
It's where you take a kid you find off the street and you pose with it.
So you do child's pose. I'm in my boxers in child's pose, and through my door comes mom, dad, and both of my sisters. They said, "Surprise, we're here for the big show tonight."
Well, they didn't say that. They said, "In New York."
Yeah. They were singing.
They had a song prepared. Your family loves you.
Yeah. No, they do. I know that.
Loves you.
Was I ready? I was not ready. I was surprised. Am I surprised that they did it? Not at all. But I was shocked that they opened the door and they were right there.
Why don't you like surprises like today? Like, how does that make
you? I'm a routine guy. I like to know what's going on and have a plan. Sorry, I got gunk in my eye. To have a plan for what's up?
I'll get it.
I like to have a plan, and a surprise really throws off a plan. But I'm also good at rolling with that sort of stuff.
The punches.
But I wouldn't call that a punch.
No.
Because it's a nice thing.
It's a nice.
But
having your in-laws? Having your in-laws in the house? Yeah.
Yeah. That's not exactly what I would call them.
Yeah. And Michael is filming the whole thing too, so.
Yeah.
That's pretty perfect.
Michael is an incredible filmmaker, incredible cinematographer. Everyone knows Michael. He films all of our things. He is the real, not brains, but the visual component of the videos. He's having a bit of an off couple days.
Yeah.
So he's showing me this video because I was out in the grocery store when your parents came. He's showing me the video of them surprising you. His finger is covering the lens.
Yeah, his finger's in front of the
good
lens.
Good half of the video. And he goes, and I'm like,
oh,
that's,
today?
Oh, yeah. That's like an 80-year-old mistake or a 3-year-old mistake. Mm-hmm. You're either a child or you're an old person. Then we were at the Rangers game the other day.
Yes.
And so we were doing a video for them and, oh, Rangers. And it was really fun. And we're like, okay, it would be so sick to get on the Jumbotron. Is that what's
called? Yeah, big screen Jumbotron.
Jumbotron. So, and they're like, the perfect opportunity comes up. It's a sold out, you know, game. There are so many people. It's not very often. That was my first time on a Jumbotron. So he finally, this man comes up to me and says, hey, you guys ready to go? And we're like, yes. Michael's got his camera out. We're like, I'm like, this is content.
Yeah, we're gonna use it.
Amazing. And we watch it. We're like, yes. He walks away. I'm like, show us the video. Films the cameraman.
The cameraman that's filming us.
So just a camera. Okay. Just a camera. And then us going, woo.
Well, like this.
Us. Literally
Rangers!
Us.
To the
so
camera.
It's like this.
Oh.
Which
well,
we need to talk about that. We need to talk about that.
Yeah. Rangers.
Lizzo just.
I'm shaking my shirt like this.
Okay. Did not get the actual Jumbotron.
He didn't get
any of it.
He didn't film it. Nope. And also when we grilled him afterwards for doing such a thing, you could tell that that's when he realized that he was supposed to actually film the screen.
Yes, the screen.
It was not, he didn't know.
He didn't, well, because like, you know, we see us all the time, but we don't see us on a Jumbotron every day.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't quite, that didn't quite click with him.
He didn't pick that
up.
Did
he have a double tequila soda? Yes,
no,
he did.
No. A double whiskey
ginger.
Yeah, whiskey ginger.
There you go.
But still. So thankfully we did get it because he ended up coming around again and we really had to convince him
rare.
To put us on.
Being
yes.
on the big screen
so
at a
twice.
Major league sporting event twice in the same damn game.
Huge.
That's rare.
So we got on again.
We got on again.
And we got it that time. But let's just say some of us have off weeks and
it wasn't
that's
the
okay.
kiss cam. It was not the kiss cam. Just want to make that clear.
No.
It was karaoke
but
cam.
But say that happened. Say we put it.
On
like,
the kiss cam?
Like what would?
I'd be one of the guys that's like, oh no, no.
No, my
like,
sister.
No.
Yeah.
She's my friend.
I probably kissed my like beer.
Nice.
You didn't have a beer. You had M&Ms.
I had M&Ms, pizza, popcorn, sparkling water, peppermint tea, and I did have some sushi and arugula salad in the Delta Lounge. Who's counting?
That sounds you. Awesome. That
it
sounds
was awesome.
Awesome.
And it was really awesome.
You were counting.
Well, it's a big game.
Episode 25.
Quarter century.
We are here. It's a quarter of a century.
Quarter of a century.
Yeah. It's a quarter of a century.
25 years in.
Yes, 25%. A quarter.
Quarter.
This is the quarter. This
it's
is
like
a,
when you have money and it's 25 cents, it's called a quarter.
It's a special quarter ep. The 1/4 ep.
Yep.
The,
so we're going to stop it at 100?
There's just going to be something wicked
big,
that happens at 100.
Wickedly talented.
Uh-oh, wicked.
Yeah. So like Veronica said in the beginning, we've got a show. We got two shows tonight.
Tonight.
By the time this
so
comes
I am,
out.
I get nervous pre-show. I don't get nervous, but I'm like, I like to either really chill before. Like I want to watch an episode of Entourage after this and just really like zen out. And that like eat well. I'm not taking any risks on food, if you know what I mean.
Flamin' Hot
even
Funyuns,
a burrito bowl. I'm going, I'm not eating
milk,
a burrito bowl.
Flamin' Hot Funyuns, whole milk, maybe some
your joke.
Chocolate covered cashews.
He's in.
Huh?
Who just...
No.
Wait.
Did somebody just walk in?
No, so I was going to say...
No, you're joking. Wait. Oh, yeah. Wait a second.
I heard somebody in the window start talking.
I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Joking, but that's your diet.
That's not
my diet. Yesterday, Kyle was trying to prove to me that Flamin' Hot Funyuns are just as healthy as organic cheddar bunnies.
No. I was comparing the nutrition facts.
Right.
And I was asking you... I said, how is it?
So, okay, the nutrition facts are similar, right? That I'm looking at. It's a little bit of fat because it's cheese, yeah. But it has whole wheat. It's whatever else. Babies eat it.
Right.
Right. You're not going to feed a baby Funyuns.
Sure.
Then you look at the ingredients list.
Mm-hmm.
Could we even pronounce one of the ingredients in the Flamin' Hot Funyuns?
It was different.
No.
But all I want to know is, which I was asking, I was like, how is it that this snack that calls itself a healthier, better version of whatever.
They are not high in calorie. Like,
has
I don't know
the
what.
Exact same nutrition facts as these hot Cheetos. Why is it that these
hot
are
Funyuns,
worse?
Hot not Cheetos.
Hot Funyuns.
Cheetos are different. Cheetos, we look at those nutrition, different.
But yeah,
it's not
know.
All, it doesn't.
It's not about the calories. It's
not about the nutrition
what you're
facts.
Putting in.
Mm. I guess, yeah.
And it's also about the balance between your... those specific nutritional facts.
Like, yeah, it's also like bad.
If there's a lot of sugar, then you need fibers in order for your body to.
Oh, I think it's bad oils too. There's different types of oils that people use and stuff.
It's what you've been, you know, talking about is eating a more whole foods mm-hmm. diet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not saying that Annie's organic cheddar mm-hmm. bunnies are a whole food,
mm-hmm.
but they're more of a whole food than a Funyun.
Sure.
So that's
I'll accept that.
That's like even avocados high in calorie.
But I don't want you to think I was trying to convince you that the Funyuns are just as good or bad as the cheddar bunnies.
So on my 2-week mm-hmm. hiatus gum graft journey
from food.
Connor, cue the music. I'm going to do a little bit of an in. I'm just going to go for an in.
Oh, here we go.
What's in and out?
We're just going right into ins and outs.
No, I'm just
going
to go for my in. We can do a little mini. This is a mini.
Let's wait for a second. Let me just do one thing.
Because it has to do with this.
All I wanted to do was say that we've got show in Nashville.
Yes, okay, bye.
Got show in Nashville.
A zany.
Which will be, we'll have done.
Oh, it's past.
We'll have done by the time this comes out.
Wow.
And so, then we're hitting.
I'm going to take a picture of hot chicken and post it.
She's going to take a picture of hot chicken and post it. And then we're going
to eat it?
To Philadelphia. And then we're going to Pittsburgh. And then we're going to San Diego. And then we're going to LA. And then we're going to San Francisco. And then we're going to Toronto.
Woo.
And then we are going to Atlanta.
Atlanta.
And you...
Toronto's almost sold out, by the way.
The ticket link in the bio if you want to go to any of those shows. These two Brooklyn shows tonight are sold out.
LA show.
Sold
out. First one sold out. Second one is almost sold out.
Bobby Lee's on the show.
That's right. Crazy.
That's crazy.
Bobby Lee's on the show. Let's hit ins and outs.
Okay. I can do a mini in and out?
Sure.
No, we're going to go straight into ins and outs.
Okay. Yep.
We'll do a mini in and out and then we'll go into the main in and out just right afterwards.
In is this. Michael Pollan over.
Mm.
Michael Pollan is in, Huberman's out. Okay. We're going back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Specifically, and then also I've yet to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Synthetic drugs in.
Synthetic drugs.
That's not what I was expecting.
Can
you
give me an example, please?
Like mushrooms.
That's not synthetic.
That's not synthetic. It's the opposite of that.
Wait.
Mushrooms grow.
Probably because like I would never smoke weed. I would do a designer drug.
Wait, what are
psychedelics?
Psychedelics?
What's synthetic?
Synthetic means it's been synthesized.
Meaning which is like from pills,
like LCD or LCD, like an LCD.
LSD.
LSD is
synthetic.
So I watched the documentary.
Right.
And they do LSD. They do MDMA.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they do shrooms. And then they do
an
indigenous drug.
Okay.
So the indigenous drug and the shrooms are going to be non-synthetic.
So there's non-synthetic and then synthetic.
And then LSD.
Okay, how about all drugs? All
right. Back in.
Drugs are in.
All drugs are in. Well,
Why?
Maybe not entirely, but it did change my, that's this whole thing. It's like, I think it's called literally called change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
And it did.
And it did. I have yet to try it. I'm anxious. I can't be doing that. You know?
Yeah, I don't think if you can't do weed, I don't think you should try LSD.
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay.
I'm convinced, I already know this, no one has to tell me this, I will be that person that becomes schizophrenic after having LSD. It will crack me. I know that. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding. And that's not even fucking who did that? Daniel Johnson.
Yeah.
You think
Rest in peace.
You think that
1000%. I have someone, my uncle is schizophrenic, not
okay,
drug
so
induced.
If it's in your, if there's, yeah, there's a history. Line
or,
of it.
Or my grandmother's brother.
Sure.
Uncle.
Sure. If there's a history of it in your family, I could say maybe that is a possibility.
Yeah, and like very schizophrenic. Like,
sure.
Yeah, like can't live alone.
What about mushrooms?
Has needs.
What about mushrooms?
Doesn't have family. Mushrooms, that's where I want to do a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then
now, let me ask you this also.
But this was the thing. Sorry, mm-hmm. may I? It's all about intentional drug
use. There you go.
Always.
Yeah. That because so many people have it for fun, for whatever. It is a journey. You're there to learn something, to look at yourself. That's the kind of journey I want to go on. Mm-hmm. I would never do it in this New York apartment. Mm-hmm. My God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
would
be
annoying. I would do it in this room.
I would want to be around trees. I would be around.
Yeah.
Wherever. In this documentary, someone was cured of OCD after one shroom trip.
Well, but check this out.
Because it rewires.
It's because it's fake anyways.
Check this out. Suddenly, we're in this apartment.
You can't say that, Connery.
You just said, I think all drugs are in. I think that's a bolder statement than me being skeptical.
OCD is real. It's a very real thing.
We were just kidding,
by the way. This is all jokes.
I do believe
we know that OCD is a very, very real thing.
So it's super real.
Here's the thing about doing hallucinogens, psychedelics in the apartment, right? In this room. So right in here, you say you want to go outside, you want to be around trees. Suddenly, though, this guitar that's right here, it turns into a tree because it's wood. Lizzo grows into a big, beautiful thing. These flowers suddenly have scent that you can smell, mm-hmm. and they smell.
I don't think that's how it works.
Wonderful. This rug.
But imagine, I get what you mean, but imagine being like, what if we like rented a cottage?
I'm mostly kidding. Yeah. My whole thing with it is I feel like I need to be somewhere that I am in a place that I feel comfortable in already.
Yeah.
Whereas like when I go away somewhere, like to a cottage, I do feel kind of off. I can't like go and just be there and then also be on something. Mm-hmm. I need to be in a place where I'm already comfortable is how I feel about
it. But isn't it about the people that you're with?
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's...
But also the place.
Like I think
like if I'm in the middle of nowhere, I'd be worried about like, well, if something goes wrong.
No, but you want to go hard and in streams or do you want to micro?
I don't know. I haven't decided
yet. Have
you
done it at all?
None.
Same. Have you?
No. I've never done it. I probably will never do it. I don't think I will ever do it. I grew them once. I don't know if I should say that on the internet.
Yeah. Someone called the damn cops.
My girlfriend at the time was really into mushrooms. She's who I learned a lot.
She called me on them.
Yeah. And she's who I learned a lot of this sort of side of things because I was pretty anti-drug my whole life. I think to a relative extent, I still am. But I think if you're going to do them.
I'm like. Yeah. Well, no. Boring. I'm not going to say anything on this podcast.
Well, I will say. I think the biggest thing is, if you're going to do them, there needs to be intentionality behind it.
Yes.
But also, here's my take. Is that all drugs, all things, I think we have it in us to find those things without them.
Maybe.
I just think that there's maybe an element of shortcutting or an element of if you don't have the tools because of your upbringing or because of like the situation you're in, maybe those things will help you get to that level.
I think also in this doc, it was like people had a lot of like PTSD.
Therapeutic,
And it was like,
yeah.
It truly, just like releases serotonin or whatever and like completely like people like, whatever, people that, I don't know, police officers who have seen a lot or whatever it is, just like a ton of people have gone through terrible, terrible things that have been going to therapy, active therapy for years. And then something just, because sometimes it is it is like a thought problem.
It's all right. You can get it out.
Pattern. You know what I mean? Like of time. Where sometimes you just need to be kind of like, zapped where I don't know if I've been in that where I've just like have this thought and it just continues until
think about like experiences that do that to you like breaking up with somebody or having to move or like when I was told that I couldn't live in the apartment that I lived in during COVID, just like the chemical release that happened where all of a sudden I was like the world is completely different,
yeah,
that already exists. And then you like if you can if you can trigger that on command,
yes,
in a controlled setting,
I'd rather do drugs.
It just gave me like
a new perspective,
and it gave me like, okay, not that I'm like, you know, severely depressed or anything like that, but I was like, oh, because there was like a mother who mm-hmm. like was like, I wanted to kill myself every day, mm-hmm. and I was had all these beautiful children, and I almost didn't have a mom kind of thing. And then just knowing that there is like a last resort kind of like, mm-hmm. okay, last
alternative
thing, like I could try something like that and it'd be.
Let me ask you a question. Why does Michael Pollan being in have to make Andrew Huberman out? Why are they the same in your head though? They're different
Andrew
guys.
Huberman.
They're different guys.
There's this McGill article that I've sent you.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I read it.
The smear campaign.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And they basically are like, listen, he is a doctor, but he's not every, and it's so like American coded to be, it's like Joe Rogan. It's like anybody that's just like a simple fix. That's how I find it. It's just like, just do this. And it's like, and it is, he is like really not even sensitive, but like, he's just like soft spoken, but is that kind of like alpha, like here it is. And, mm-hmm. and you can fuck with me or you can't, but like I have the right answer. You know what I mean? And it's just like a quick like bandit. I don't know. I just don't really.
But that's just, you just don't trust him. You trust other people that are exactly like that.
Probably. And also, you
know? I don't know.
I'm not super defensive on the guy but sure. He's not like that.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Not like if you listen to his thing, he's not like,
it's just
this is a simple fix or whatever. He just gives you research that he looks up that may be from, it may be irrelevant, it may be from the 80s, it may be whatever, all of that sort of stuff. Sure.
Like okay.
He the ultimate thing that he is doing that I like is making people consider their health, yeah. which is something that a lot of people were not doing for a very long time. And he is a part, one of the leaders of a movement of people who are now like considering healthier alternatives or some better way of living. That's all.
Okay. This is where
he fucks women and cheats and whatever. Sure. That's not a good guy thing.
That was, you weren't even going to bring that up, but
he maybe uses bad research sometimes and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day,
net positive. You think?
Yeah. I think it's a net positive thing. That's all. I'm not like, I've listened to maybe 3 episodes of his podcast.
This is how I feel. He has no passion. I don't think he's for the greater good. Like Suzuki or Michael Pollan, they like care about humankind so much. I was going to name another person, but I won't because they're controversial. I was going to say Elon Musk, but like
that's not who I was expecting.
No, I know Elon Musk, whatever. But yeah, I think that he does care about
right. There's passion,
the human,
and, yeah.
mm-hmm. the future of humans and science.
Sure.
This guy, I think, is just like, I can make a fuck ton of money doing a podcast, and it's like, and I'm not doing a terrible thing, but I think it's a money thing, and I don't
Fair
think
enough.
He's very like,
I could see that,
compassionate or like caring about science in general.
Sure.
And the future.
Fair Isn't he a kind. Neurologist?
He is.
So I feel like he probably cares about science.
Neurologist.
But like, you know what I mean? I don't know. I just don't buy, he has right. no heart. Sure. That's what I'm feeling.
I feel like, I think maybe, again, this is like code switching and language and stuff. I think as a guy, mm-hmm. and there's other people like this in the same sphere, I think he energizes a very specific demographic that you're not a part of.
But that's the,
like when he talks, when he talks,
I feel it's a bit dangerous at points,
but only be, no, but I don't believe so. I think they're the, mm-hmm. I think they're the least spoken to in that way. I think there's a lot of people yelling at, I'm talking specifically about young
yes,
men.
Yes,
I think he's
yes.
doing it in a way that's like,
he's compassionate,
hey, get
or
your,
like whatever.
Yeah.
He's more
yeah.
soft-spoken.
Exactly.
I don't
know, yeah. Which is sometimes nice to listen to somebody who's like
yeah.
confident and also like making you think. I mean, it's dangerous to take anybody completely 100% at their word.
For sure.
I think
except
that's
like
what
one
it is
guy,
too. It's like, is
he does
it's
have
like
that.
Whoever, where.
He's got an army of
exactly,
people.
Exactly.
Sure,
where they
yeah.
go, they only do that. But it's yeah. like, if you're into science.
For sure.
Then at least listen to all of these scientists
yeah.
and read and
that's
watch.
That's the scientific process is
and
consensus.
That's all.
So this just in, Michael Pollan.
Again, I'm talking right in.
That's it.
Again, I'm it's talking right in my ass. If I've said anything,
let's continue.
I'm so sorry.
Let's continue with ins and outs.
What else?
Okay, keep going.
I think something that I've felt recently as I continue to get on the app, and I don't know if this is a thing that has happened because of Elon Musk or whatever, but Twitter/X is out.
I know.
Out. Anytime I go on there, it's always who I love, Alex Midsmoker.
Yes, love Alex.
Because he's got really funny tweets.
By the way, I'm not an Elon Musk fan. I've never said that, okay?
Which I love. I love those types of tweets.
That's cool.
I love those tweets. And then everything else after that is like these accounts that I don't follow that are like I don't even know how to describe them, like content farms maybe, where it's just like historic vids. And then it's like,
yeah, the Wright Brothers.
This time, this happened.
Yeah.
A thread. And then it's a thread of all of this stuff that happened in whatever the fuck, I don't know. And then it's like, morbid news. And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, like in 2007, this girl went missing and nobody knew where she was for four months.
Yeah.
A thread.
So she's like boy Twitter.
And then you go and click
Hold on. I was literally about to say, so girl Twitter. Nobody is more obsessed with ancient cases
A lot of it's very
white women love that shit.
A lot of it's very, a lot of the stuff I feel like on there is very,
it is boy centered.
Boy stuff.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like
there's a ton of videos that you, the three, like you and Michael,
yeah,
have seen, and you're like, oh, I've seen this person falling down this. I don't even know, and no, it's not my algorithm.
This person
like,
falling down the stairs.
I don't know, or just something like I don't
totally
want to see
of course,
someone
yeah,
being
yeah.
totally
hurt
different
or something.
Totally different though. Twitter specifically pulls up,
yeah, just like
weird stuff.
Just like dark, it's right almost now. It's you know what it is. It's almost a similar energy as how Facebook is now, where it's like Facebook is now just like bots mostly.
Here you go, check
and they're
out.
Weird videos that are like being regurgitated around the internet. What video are you showing us? Preface it.
No, this is no video.
Okay.
This is just me on the Twitter timeline.
Okay.
First thing I see, this is Palmer Luckey. At 21, he sold Oculus to Facebook for $2 billion. But 2 years later, he was fired for supporting Donald Trump. Here's how he got redemption and built a second unicorn startup. And then it's like a thread.
Yeah.
I don't care about this. I don't want to see this.
No. Yeah.
Why is this on my feed?
What are they?
Then it's my friend. Okay, I follow him. And then this. My favorite beat on every Ye album, a thread. Okay, maybe I'm interested
in
that,
that's kinda
but I don't follow this person.
True, yeah.
Why am I seeing that?
So maybe the real in and out is
then the next
algorithms.
One. Yancey Forsyth. I found a 21-year-old who goes around the streets of America to ask multimillionaires how they made their wealth. Surprisingly, all of them mentioned one industry. Here's the 7 best videos. And
right.
It's like a thread.
I've seen that
thing. Every time it's that. Here you go. Trend hashtags. Your favorite Sydney Sweeney scene in Euphoria? I'll go first.
Sure,
it's
dude.
A thread.
Sure, dude.
Whoa. Okay.
Cody Sanchez.
Okay. Yeah.
If you want to get
and
rich,
we get
master
it.
Negotiation.
We get it.
I'm just like, yeah. This is so done.
It is.
This is so.
That's what I'm saying. It's
I've
Facebook
tried to get
coded.
On. I've tried to get on Twitter numerous times. I can't do it.
It's out.
Out.
So out.
Yeah.
I've got another. I've got another out.
Okay.
I think minimalism is out.
Maximalism's in.
That's a good one.
I'm out on minimalism.
I'm just checking my list here.
I think that obviously it was a huge thing for a very long time, but it's boring.
Aesthetically, you mean?
Aesthetically,
yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah.
Like minimalist aesthetic.
Yeah.
And what happened to
beautiful things?
Having things.
Intricate like stairwell
memories.
Or something like that.
World
like
of
even
morning.
My desk. I was
yeah,
looking at my
you're
desk
right.
the other day.
My intricate stairwell that I can afford.
No, just stuff like that, where there's like weird decor that spins around. And instead, now it's just like a straight black square rod.
Is that minimalism or is that the Industrial Revolution and its consequences?
That's I think it's minimalism.
I
think a big part of it is minimalism.
I think it's mostly industrial. I think it's way more just the fact that everything is just standardized.
Either way.
It used to be like a guy would build a thing and then that was your thing.
But no, because they would make, they would manufacture things that looked a little nicer than just.
For sure.
I thought I was going the opposite way of like throwing things out. Like my
culture. Yeah.
Like my grandmother's a hoarder. She has every... T tea tin that mm-hmm. she's ever had.
Oh, that's awesome. You know,
like, it is crazy in her house in Poland. And my mom, as a result of that, is a minimalist. And she throws everything away of, like, like, there are some, I don't even know where, like, there's cassettes or, like, childhood stuff. Like, there's, like, a little bit, maybe a 3 boxes in the garage or something like that, that, like, I had to fight for. But, like, she wants to throw everything away.
I have a hard time getting rid of. But that's what I mean of,
like, having things.
I have t-shirts that don't fit me that I don't wear anymore, like, at home in Cincinnati.
And you want to throw them out?
I can't. I cannot get rid of it. Yeah. I'm just so attached to it.
I have one shirt. I have one shirt that I had when I was 5. It was my favorite shirt. And it was this, it was like the bottom thing was green. And then this was blue. And then it had a frog with, like, water in it. It was a sparkly jelly, like a giant frog face with jelly in it. It was my favorite shirt. And now it doesn't have anything, but I still.
You got it.
I still have it.
But that's, I do mean more so in the stylistically, aesthetically,
yes.
Minimalism, not minimalism of stuff.
I get what you mean, stuff, yeah. Because now it's more of, like, books and
yeah, exactly. Yeah, having, I love all that. Do you have any
blankets? And
you got an in or out?
Yep. Well, I'd like to go back to when I said that regular milk is back in.
Because now it's out.
Whole milk, you mean?
Whole milk.
Yeah.
So I went and I got a latte, right? Because I said at the podcast, I said I hadn't tried it. It was disgusting. It was disgusting. I've just trained. It's been too long. It's been like 10 years since I've had, okay, maybe not 10 years, but like a long time since I've had regular milk. I cannot do it. I like ice cream. I like yogurt. I like all the milky products. That latte, I never do this. I threw it out. So everybody, this just in, oat milk is back in.
Oh, specifically oat milk.
Yes, four lattes.
Okay.
Four lattes.
Specific.
Not, and it's a treat for me. Because it's not the healthiest, high in sugar. But it's okay. We don't, what are we talking about? We don't need to talk about that, but.
Preach. You know what's in?
What?
In a major way, in a way that feels like a cultural zeitgeist. Is gambling.
In?
Gambling is heavy.
I think so,
it's heavy.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's, I don't know what's up with it.
I can't wait to gamble.
Okay, so far, just recapping for the audience.
Drugs.
Things that Veronica's into right now, all drugs and gambling.
And gambling.
And
listen,
Elon Musk.
The spices of life.
I know.
I don't condone it. I'm not telling people to do it. I'm saying, I do not have a problem at all with gambling.
Yes.
I've been once in my life.
Yes.
I'm very excited to go again to in Pittsburgh or Philly.
Mm-hmm.
What a wonderful time.
Well, I'll tell you this about it specifically.
I've lost money. I'll say that right now. I've lost money gambling.
Yep.
It's not a good thing to do.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing in a big way.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people are now into either sports gambling.
Sports specifically, yeah.
Casino type of stuff.
Or are we just older?
Well, that's, I guess, two of the main things. Maybe it's that, but I'm just noticing. I'm like, oh, and maybe it's because I've gone a couple of times and I've watched a couple of videos on Instagram that I like. And so now Instagram feeds me that a bunch, but it feels like there are a lot of people that I'm meeting who will bring up, like, oh yeah, I love going to Atlantic City. I love betting on NHL, whatever. There's just like a lot of gambling going on. And I'm not also saying like,
no.
Yes,
we're not
go
saying,
gamble.
Yes.
I'm just saying I'm noticing that it's in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People are gambling.
I think sports, I'm going to say just really quick in, I think sports in general are cool.
Oh yeah, sports are cool for sure. Yeah.
When were sports not cool?
Well, when I didn't like them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
and now I like them and they're in.
Yeah.
But I do think that there was a moment also where people, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe people have always just been liking
sports.
Sports
have always been kind of cool. I've said this before, but I love the World Cups. I love soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And tennis. I really like
it. I have another out.
No, go ahead.
I have another out. Okay. I think
we're like,
I just don't want to offend anyone. I just don't want to offend anyone.
It's your podcast.
I don't want to.
the way you just looked at me.
Well, I'm prefacing it. I don't want to offend anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
In saying this.
Okay. Yeah. I'm nervous.
Because this is one that I don't think is out in a sense of I just am over them.
Okay.
Mm. In general. Ooh. I think it's played out at this point. Speakeasies. A speakeasy bar.
Wow.
It's played out.
Get a normal door.
Just go. Just let me
walk. Why don't you speak hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened to a speak hard? Let me just walk through the door of a bar. I don't need to go back and say, Crispin Glover.
Did I
to walk in? You know what I mean?
I do. Okay. I'm in Toronto. Yeah.
It was cool a couple of times.
Yes.
It was cool in the first,
you
like,
go on old fashioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I liked it. It's a, it was a very cool thing that I was going to do because I was like, oh, whoa, this is like, I'm back in Prohibition.
You can hear the electric swing.
I might
put
my Polaroid cap on and I brought my bitters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it just feels like,
now it's just,
you know what it is?
A bar without a sign and it's in the back of a pizza shop.
It's the Rick and Morty effect.
So I was in Toronto.
Yeah.
This just this past time. I'm with Sam and Ryan, my best friends. We haven't seen each other in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, you know, we were having drinks, which, like, not that we don't do that, but not that often. Mm-hmm. And we had two drinks. And then we're like, Ryan's like, yo, there's like a speakeasy around here. Like, I think it's downstairs. Like, I've saw it, like, whatever. Of course, you saw it on TikTok, of course, right?
Yeah.
So, like, there's two doors down there, like, I saw. So it has to be the one door. We open the one, mops, whatever. We're like, hey, sick. Like, let's do it. I knock on the other door. We do a little, like, one of these, like. we try to do, like, some sort of, like, code, right? We're like, yeah.
Oh, that's some sort of code.
Okay. Girl, this woman opens the door. What are you guys doing here? This is the employee door. We're like,
yeah, right.
What? We're like, this is a speakeasy. She's like, no, this is where the bathroom is. We use the same bathroom. This is the employee door. There's a entrance at the top. This is a bar. Okay, anyways. So we it had a regular, it's just a bar, regular entrance. We were just like going to like their back, like employee, like the room.
It's not a speakeasy at all.
God, no.
It's just a bar.
And so I come and we're like, and she's like, are you guys good? Like, it's the same, it's like the waitress.
She comes out the other side.
She's like, are you guys good? Like, no one has ever knocked on that door. Like, that's like the door I used to like get to work. And I'm like, we are crying because we were going to be, I was like, yeah, I was gonna go, Doyle, Doyle, Toil and Trouble.
Doyle, Doyle, Toil and Trouble. Sorry, I was gonna, the ancient phrase.
What can make he think? May I have a drink? Like, we're like ready to practice some sort of like codes to get in.
Oh,
just
man.
A regular bar.
Yeah,
but she was really laughing, and we were just laughing that we were just in the. It was the two-drink confidence that you go, I can do anything.
But it's exciting, that first moment of like, oh, ooh, we're gonna find this cool little bar. Yeah.
Just a regular
and we'll go.
I've been to one in Nova Scotia, in Halifax, that was actually kind of cool.
Okay.
And it was in a dessert bar.
Yeah.
And you had to, and on the website, you had to like, this is like some like early internet-y kind of thing where you had to like click around and find like a hidden link on the website that changed locations every week. And then when you found it, it was like a hidden link, and then it would show up like a password that you had to then speak to the girl. And then she brought you back down into the kitchen, through like a cellar door, down into the thing. And it was like old Halifax. It was like super ancient.
Yeah.
And then my friends all got a drink and I sat there.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a good story. This is why I'm back.
No,
this is why I'm back.
I've been to one in Toronto, that's a barber shop, and that one was like OG, really cool. Of course, I went with my magician friend who showed me that, and that was the most
it's always
magician
that sort of
thing.
Vibe.
That
I'm right
the
here.
Magicians know every speakeasy.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a magician thing,
and they're no.
It what? Is. It is a magician thing.
Say it. They're what?
You're already in enough trouble this episode.
I am. I need to stop.
Can I pivot?
Because I'm getting comfortable.
Yeah, pivot. Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
I know.
That's good.
I know.
Well, should we thank?
Pivot.
Should we thank some people?
The winds are changing. Speaking of time.
Connery, cue the music.
Ah! I'm in a forest.
gnome.
The gnome. The gnome is dead! The gnome is dead! Hello?
Our little girl.
Oh, awesome.
And who are you?
Me?
Who are you?
I'm the gnome's daughter. Noel. Nomel.
Noel.
Nomel. Well,
that gnome was giving me shit. You know it?
And who are you? You fat bastard.
I'm Caspian.
Caspian?
The Dark Knight of the Forest.
Well, I have you know that I am one of the greatest fighters in the Northeast. And you, Caspian, are in grave danger.
Prove thyself.
You're good, but not that good.
Riveting.
A girl fighting like this.
And this is why I hate Mondays.
Wait.
What?
Who is this army of people that you have behind you?
These are my gnome friends. My gnomes have come together so we can seize, so we can fight back for my father's death.
Name them, then. Name them, then.
Fine. Well, come over here. Don't be shy. Sarah Dahlstrom, Finn Bruce, Zan, Eric Burke, that's Hayden Kuhn, Lucy Walker Cox, that's Adrian Dubicki, that's Bad Sick, Ashlyn Jamo Yamo, Ayo Peepoo Sponsor, Lily One of One, Aaron Ruggiero, Carson, Katie Chase, Nelson Brooks, Bella Padrika, Martin Legrand, Carlotta Osenberg, Highvine Riley, Celia Lang, Sophie.
Sarenkowski.
Kelly Bach.
Beach.
It's British.
Beach.
Hot Sauce Lair Haley, Diana Crispin, Miles Nowisa, Louis, Billiam, Haley Jeffers, Susie Alvarez, Daniel Vinard, Poppy Davies, Bellstone, A. Diddy, Loli, Lily, Willy One of One, Coco, Maya Berzel,
Mia.
Andre Sanchez, Jenny, Jack Blore, Laura
Strelis.
Holden McGroin, Madeline Van Note, Bob Sacramento, Tears for Reels, Hannah Newsome, Stink, Ray, Emily Faith, Ben Hare, Arthur, Emma, Favi, Chris, Mazen Arzenberg, Abigaru, Caspian, Little Lizard, Antonio Mora, Hannah Anderson, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Troy, and Haley Coleslaw. The gnomes and I have joint forces. And now it's time to say hello to my little friend.
Remind me your name once more. Gnome?
Nomel.
Noel?
It's Nomel.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Okay.
Nomel? I don't think I can face all of these gnomes.
Run.
Let me flee.
Spare your life. And
scene. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, wow.
Can I...
Deep dive.
Yeah, can I bring something up?
Yeah.
I'm curious to know if this... I'm curious to know if this hit...
Yep.
If this hit your realm up in Canada as it did for me, I think this happened when I was living in New Orleans.
Okay.
Do you know Timmy Thick? Do you know about Timmy Thick?
Personally?
Do you know the name
no.
and do you know
not
what I'm
all.
Referencing?
Nothing.
Okay. So on Twitter, in I want to say 20, give me a date if you're pulling it up, Connery. I want to say this is like 2016,
okay,
2017 era.
Yeah.
Okay.
2016.
There was this kid, Timmy, and he, for lack of a better way of saying it, had an ass. He was serving.
Yeah.
And he would dress. He would dress accordingly. Yeah. He would wear these little shorts and a tight shirt. And
he knew what he had.
He would do those poses.
He knew his gift.
He was thick. Yeah. This guy, this kid, Timmy.
Yeah.
And he was pretty big on Twitter. I think it was Twitter, right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. We're in Twitter land.
Pretty big on Twitter, where suddenly you'd get this post from Timmy Thick and he'd be like, oh, he's serving it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a picture of him. It was unreal what he looked like. He's posting pics like this. You would love this shit.
This is basically Veronica.
Timmy Thick.
Okay, wait a second.
Okay.
I think get that picture of me.
Timmy Thick.
How?
Look at that.
Oh, no. This is, how old is he?
Timmy Thick. Well, see, that was the other thing is that Timmy Thick, everyone was
Timmy
like.
Timmy Thick might.
Oh, this person's. Timmy Thick.
You guys want to see a good one?
Wow.
That's a crossover.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
It's a picture.
See,
it's
I've a picture seen of this. Friend. I've seen this picture before.
Okay. Timmy Thick.
Timmy Thick.
Okay. 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 Yep.
Timmy Thick.
So what's the lore here?
So this is what happened. This was going on for a while. Timmy Thick got really big on Twitter and then just out of the blue
disappeared.
From Timmy Thick's Twitter, a tweet comes. And it says, good evening, Timmy Thick, in quotes, was a 24-month sociological study conducted by Harvard University. We are now complete with our study. Thank you for your time.
Gone.
And that was the end of Timmy Thick. After that, I'm pretty sure...
What?
Timmy Thick completely disappeared after that.
Nothing.
That's... I need an HBO doc now.
There needs to be a documentary about what the hell Timmy Thick was. Or whether or not that was real. Maybe Timmy Thick got hacked, whatever. I haven't done enough of a deep data dive on Timmy Thick.
I did some preliminary research here.
Let me know what you got.
Apparently, the incredibly well-researched babe.net reached out to Harvard. Professor Jason Beckfield, specifically, head of the sociology department, said there's no such Harvard study. And since then, there's a comedian that has alleged that the tweet made it known that maybe he was the head writer of the Harvard Lampoon, which is the school's like onion, basically. Mm-hmm. So potential that he was part of that, but he's never come forward with any of these things and he's gone. There's a possible OnlyFans fan like account linked to him, but it appears to be him, but also could easily be AI or manipulated.
Creepy.
So, Timmy Thick.
This
so strange.
Creepy.
So strange.
You don't remember Timmy Thick. That didn't hit.
No.
I remember seeing that picture of
I was off Twitter at
Kieran,
this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Whoa, I wish it was a Harvard study.
I know. Yeah. That when I saw that tweet, because I had seen Timmy Thick, I had noticed what was happening on Twitter. And then that tweet came out of nowhere. And I was with Zach when we discovered this whole thing. And we were like, what's
going on?
The hell? A Harvard social experiment? So... Yeah, basically, it's just a bit of a mystery as to what that was.
I love that.
Me too. Remember,
that.
Remember Cicada? Do you guys remember Cicada?
Oh yeah,
that one. No, I love that. That kind of stuff. No. It's not. It's like a super deep. Like,
it was this like
it ended up being like a recruiting program for like a hacking group, but it was like it stumped like millions and millions of people for a long time. Where it was like these weird cryptic messages on like Reddit and all this stuff that led to like crazy. Websites and geographic locations. Anyways.
I love that shit.
That stuff is cool. Yeah. We need more lore.
Yes.
You know?
Will Daniel Larson.
Hey, interesting.
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah, we've got lore right now.
Oh, yeah?
Daniel Larson.
Daniel Larson.
Joshua Block.
Yeah. Michael Root.
Michael Reese.
Michael Rood.
No, those two are living in the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Daniel Larson specifically is living in the Truman Show.
Fine line.
It's kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's kind of really sick and twisted.
I think we've lost myth and magic in the world, and I think that people are hungry for it.
You can't help but to watch with stuff like that.
Big time.
With someone like Daniel Larson. I feel so bad for
the kid. Myth and magic in the world when people are creating stories.
We've lost myth and magic in the world.
Hey, I'm back, everybody.
People are craving it, you might say.
But I agree. But that story, speaking of stories.
Speaking of myth and magic.
We did talk about this in the bonus episode last week. But now we have Connery here. Kyle and I both did not like the new Dune. No characters. I don't know what's going on. It looks cool. They're so futuristic, but then they're fighting with swords. I understand that's how it was in the book because, I mean...
There's no computers. There's no computers. Yes. This is... I'll say...
Hey, I know. And also, like, back then, the imagination couldn't even under... You know what I mean? Like...
Right.
So that's why they would always fight with...
No, I'm saying in the books, a major part of the Dune series is that this is a world in which there's never been the invention of a computer.
Didn't he write it pre-computers?
No. He wrote in the 50s. There's computers. There was electronic counting machines and there was all that stuff. The whole premise is that sci-fi at that time could imagine computers. But
in the 50s?
Big time. What are you talking about? Yes.
I thought earlier.
No, I mean, retrofuturism started in like the 20s. We had electronic magic machines since Frankenstein.
Yes, I know. I just thought Dune was written.
No. But mathematically, earlier, computers, compute the whole. I think the thing that's cool about also, hey everybody, I'm back and I'm going to talk a bunch about Dune.
Everybody, love the guy, fucking Jesus Christ, it's our fucking podcast. And here we go, fucking letting Connery fucking go and do his thing again.
One of the coolest things about Dune that I think a lot of people are missing out on this interpretation of it that's difficult to do is the fact that there is no computers in the world. And so human beings have evolved to the point where they can do math at a super crazy level that becomes magic. So like there's these characters called Mentats, which are not in the movies. And there's the whole thing about Paul being able to see the future and go through a million possibilities in a second is not shown very well. Like that's the whole thing is that his brain has been developed to the point where he can see every algorithmic future. He can like see every future and then pick which one is going to be the least like violent, basically. Well, that's like part of his training as a Bene Gesserit is like to be able to do that. And that's kind of like glossed over. Even like the navigators, which are like a huge part of the book of like the people who have like been using spice for so long that they can see a little bit into the future and they're used as the machine of the ships so that they can navigate through the stars at a super high speed and they can see the future so they can turn the ship or whatever. It's just like all this stuff of like math, not really being, it's hard to visualize that in a movie. So there's this whole element of like that where there's like, it's not supposed to be super mystical in that way. Right. It's very like nerdy and calculated.
What's up?
Yeah. But anyways, sorry, Noah. Anyways, I fell asleep during the movie too.
So you're saying the movies are not well done.
I think they're the best you can do.
It's hard to do because it's so detailed. And
There's been three people who have tried all of
who
are
always better than the movies. Everybody knows the book is better than the movie. Thanks. Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. Paul! It's always better.
Paul's here.
But I like that Paul has his hat turned around like,
everybody knows that the books are always better than the movies. It's no question. If you want to get a good story, read the damn book.
Yeah, Paul and I would hang.
Paul knows. Yeah. Okay, so what do you think about...
If you want to get a better idea of the character, read the book. If you want to get more interested in the story, read the book. It's not that hard.
Thank you, Paul. So what... Is there a movie, Paul, that you think does justice to the book? Series of Unfortunate Events.
I was going to say Series of Unfortunate Events just because I really like Jim Carrey. But the books, I wish we could have seen more of the movies. Because the books did have something that I loved how it ended.
There is the Netflix series with...
Patrick Harris.
Patrick Harris, yeah, who was a magician.
Seriously?
Yeah, he was the president of the Magic House or Magic Castle.
No, Patrick Harris?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But you're telling
me. You didn't know that? You didn't know that there was a series?
I knew there was a series.
Oh. But you didn't know that there was.
It was Neil Patrick Harris.
Are you a fan or?
Not really.
Oh.
Well,
you don't like him as a person or as an actor?
His acting is subpar.
Oh.
So, what about the Harry Potter series?
The Harry Potter series, I did really enjoy the movies. However, I do think that J.K. Rowling does a good job in the books, a little more so than any of the directors of the movies.
Mm.
Okay. And
what's in him with the big one?
Lord of the Rings.
There you go.
Lord of the Rings, haven't read the books, haven't watched the movies.
Surprising. Okay. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah.
Thank you, Paul. I hear it. I hear it. I. But that doesn't
excuse that how good of a movie is. Here's what I'll say. Just
hold on.
To sum
let me
this
ask
up.
You a question. Really quickly. Yeah. Have you watched? Have you? You've read the books.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
When you imagine Paul,
yeah.
How do you say his last name?
Atreides.
Atreides.
Yeah.
Well, is the real Paul. That's the Paul that should be in the movie.
When you imagine Paul Atreides in your head, is it Timothy Chalamet? Reading the book, you create a visual.
I think he should be stronger
version of the character. Do you?
Yes, I pictured him as that because I was that.
Really?
Yes.
You picture like a Timothy Chalamet type of character.
I was that. I was tall,
so
lanky, skinny.
You are comparing yourself to Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, at the
so
time.
So you think that you...
Even though Timothy Chalamet is...
Sexy
and your age.
Sexy.
And
in better shape.
Is piping down Kylie Jenner.
Stop!
Not what I was expecting you to say.
Actually, question.
Actually, no,
question
Kyle
for you.
Is the most, you're the best one out of the three of them, of you guys, of
okay.
Being the most, like, you don't.
Sweet, charming,
you know what I mean?
Charismatic.
Your eyes aren't wandering. You're pretty great and you're very sweet.
Thanks.
And then sometimes you'll come out with these crazy lines that are so out of character for you, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it hits triple as hard.
Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah.
It's good.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Are they still together? Do you know?
I think so. Last I checked, I think.
That's
but I
so
know.
Old news. You know what I mean? No there, one's talking
mean,
about
in a,
that.
They're in a stable relationship now.
Right. But for a while, it was just like, it was the talk of the town. And now everyone's just kind of like.
He brought her to the Golden Globes or whatever that was and sat with her and kissed her on camera.
So it's just a thing.
I know Zendaya is with Tom Holland still.
But and they're very together.
He said Zendaya.
It's Zendaya. Whatever.
It doesn't matter.
I think.
I'm not her friend.
You got on me for saying Zendaya. Zendaya.
It's Zendaya.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it Zendaya?
Do you think that he could be visually better suited with Zendaya or with Florence Pugh?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Timothée Chalamet.
Visually.
Visually. Do you think that he should go with Zendaya or with Florence Pugh?
Oh, like in the story.
In the story. Yeah. Oh, because that's the end. Because see, I left on that cliffhanger of that's going to be a good love story. And that's where I was like, okay, I'm in this. And that's like the women kind of like plot. And I love that kind of shit.
It was brutal for sure.
It is brutal. In the books, I think it's.
I think he's going to like Florence more than he thinks.
Mm.
And visually, I don't know. Everyone's hot. Yeah. They all look good together. But
I think Zendaya and Timothée Chalamet, there was a moment where they're kissing on the dunes that I was like, okay. But I think they're both badly miscast in this film.
I think they don't have much chemistry sexually.
Big time.
Whoa.
Sorry. I think they're good friends, but I don't think they... Mm.
No one's thinking about that.
Yeah.
What do you mean? They fucking the movie.
Whoa.
This is a clean podcast.
I was saying you have to have at least fake it.
Whoa.
Yeah. I liked almost everybody else in the film. I think Rebecca Ferguson is perfect. I think you could not find a better...
The mom?
Queen Mother, yeah.
She's phenomenal.
I didn't see the first movie.
Yeah, but that's the issue.
My introduction to Dune
is
everything
the second
else.
Movie. I've
everything
seen the first movie. I've seen
Hold
it.
Hold on. My introduction to the movie was the second one. And
what's going on?
Yeah. People are like, oh yeah, you know, Zendaya doesn't fit that. This person, that, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I have no reference point for these people at all. So to me, it's just a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
there's a podcast that I love called Blank Check that started out by doing rewatching the Star Wars prequels as if they were the only Star Wars movie that existed and seeing if they were a good movie, which is a great exercise. And I think you could make a claim that maybe these films are not as invigorating storyline wise because it's a political drama.
But there's no we can stop talking about this after. you just don't like any of the characters because I don't know the characters and because they have no personalities.
Mm, yeah.
And that's what it comes down to of the movies. Yeah. That's where the movies... And that there
it's
is
lacking heart.
At least in Star Wars, we had Obi-Wan Kenobi. We had some, you know, we had some comedic relief. This movie, zero.
I would say that this movie
Obi-Wan Kenobi had, is your comedic relief in Star Wars.
The robot and the other guy,
which is who?
The one with the
R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, who's Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Obi-Wan
Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi is
funny guy.
No,
he's not funny.
Oh
no.
He's
Qui-Gon
a funny guy.
Jen's Padawan.
He does stand up. He just stand up in space.
It's space.
Yeah. He's like Shane Gillis of space.
Sort of. Yeah.
Exactly.
He likes to say things that other people don't like to say, like very specific words.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically the same thing.
I get what you mean.
I will say this though,
but
really
you know
quick
what
to,
I'm saying,
to finish this off.
Were you going to say that this was a funnier movie?
I would say that it shouldn't have been as funny as it was. They were trying to bullhorn like Marvel-y kind of thing
not
where he's
funny.
Like-
the- Crickets in my theater. Crickets.
Oh yeah, but
no one laughed.
I was cracking up the whole time.
About,
it's a comedy.
But at least like in Star Wars, you know, he's young.
Yeah, but there's not supposed to be comedy in Dune. It's like a giant political thriller.
I'll
tell you this.
I was thrilled because it looked cool.
I was gonna say.
And Austin Butler had a body
there you go. There we go. That's what I was gonna
I was
ask.
Giggling. Speaking of body adias.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of, I wasn't going to talk about.
We were gone, and then we weren't gone, and now it's just our fault.
I'm just picking all the leaves
off. That Lizzo
is
no,
dead.
No. Can we not do this on?
I was just going to say.
Stop.
I feel like it's sort of ritualistic.
Let's go.
I think
we're getting the whole squad. I would love to see everybody else do this if they haven't already. The rest of the squad, we're getting fit. We're in fit mode.
We're in fit mode,
and just health mode in general, as far as eating healthy goes, like we talked about. Earlier, you know, let's get it. It's 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's spring.
I've worked out maybe a week in a row.
In the summertime.
Yeah. Yeah. Walks. We're I'm eating healthy. I made the boys some healthy food the other day, yesterday and the day before. And then
we need now. We had Kyle's kitchen. We need Veronica's kitchen.
I would love.
Or what's the way that we can
porridge.
Do that with
You should do your porridge. You should make your porridge.
Oh, guys, okay, this is what I eat every morning.
And what I eat every morning when I'm here, apparently.
Well, is it delicious? No. Do I love it? Yes.
It's good.
And it is nutritionally dense. We got your oats, okay?
Don't spoil it. Let's do an episode.
We should do an episode.
We should.
You don't want me to make a different meal?
Well, let me hear what it is.
I think it'd be awesome if you did that.
I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Just so people get hooked on. So then they go, wow, she eats like that. Wow, I don't eat like that.
Like a prisoner.
Like a prisoner. It literally is porridge. Gruel. Like I think porridge, it's porridge. So it's oats, right?
Mm.
Cinnamon, heavy amount of cinnamon. Ground flax seeds, okay? Pour some hot water, boiled water over top of that. Let that soak for a second. We're going to take some Greek yogurt, no flavor, plain. Whole fats, 2% or whatever you got. Maybe even 3. Chunk that in, 2 scoops, okay? Schmix it around, okay? Then we're going to put it into the fridge for... A shower amount, half an hour. I don't shower for half an hour, but let's just say half an hour. Okay. Take it out. Then you're going to want to get your almond butter. Drizzle that.
Mm.
Well, that's the best part.
Your $15 almond butter.
Well, I returned it. Yeah. And
she comes back. She comes back.
I got $7, 20% off.
Hold on.
$7 and 20% off.
It's $7 almond butter. Hey, Kyle.
It's that same place you guys got it.
No, but Kyle, it's half the size.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Well.
She's like, it's half the price. Like, yeah,
well, then I'll eat it, Connor. You don't have to eat it. So, bro.
I didn't mean to do that. I was just picking up the leaves.
So then, okay. Then mix that shit around. Cut up half a Honeycrisp apple. Put that in. Mix it all around. Honey. No honey. There's no honey.
Don't
do not
call
put
me
honey.
That.
Do
it's
not
good.
Put honey, but it's good. And that's why I feed the boys. And it, you know, it's high in protein. There are some healthy fibers that make you go right in the morning. Mm. A little bit of, you know,
sweet
with the apple coming in. And honestly, keeps you full for, that's the only thing I had today. And it's 3 o'clock and I feel pretty good.
It's not always an apple. Sometimes it's a banana.
Sometimes it's a banana.
Mm. For some good variation in that bitch.
But I do like the apple more so.
And if you have variation in that bitch.
And then now we're having a show day. So show day is the day where I don't take risks food wise, right? So I'm going to eat. Can you stop? It's bothering me.
Sorry.
Thank you.
We're fighting today.
We're fighting.
For me, it's doing the opposite. It's like really kind of like pleasant.
I know, but I just, it is distracting to my me.
To my me.
Are you going to eat with me?
Sure.
Because I'll tell you what I'm going to have for
pre-show.
Pre-show. Are you going to eat too?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, then we got the...
Is it burgers?
I chop up... Burger boy. He's here. Connery's burger boy. Then we... This is what I got. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, orange bell pepper. Cut that shit up into pretty small pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Fry that up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get some olive oil. Get some onion powder, salt, pepper, paprika. Let that in that smell, those flavors, it's happening, right? And you kind of want it to a point where it's like a little crispy, honestly. Then we want to, then I get the quinoa, put that in there, like a good amount of quinoa, and then I make my dressing. Tahini, half a lemon squeezed, lemon juice, a little bit of maple syrup, sriracha, mix that shit up. Pour that in there so everything is doused in it, okay? Then you're gonna wanna make a chicken.
Real quick.
What's up?
Is this a sauce that you invented the recipe for, or did you find this?
It's
somewhere?
A variation, okay. But that's my, and continue. Then some salt.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken, cut that chicken up a little bit. Put it in the corner. So you don't have a bowl. You don't have that base of that.
You got to have the base.
The base of the quinoa, you know, that thing that we just made. Base of that. We're going to have some chicken on the side. Half an avocado cut up.
Mm-hmm.
Mix that all around. Honey. We're having a two-show day.
Yeah.
And no stomach issues.
Mm-mm.
We drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And we are hydrated and ready to go with lots of energy. Will I have a drink tonight? Probably.
Mm.
Just for the second show. The two shows are hard.
It's a tough
one show.
It's
easy.
A toughie.
It's two.
That sounds yummy.
Mommy needs a little help with maybe a kombucha or something.
To the people with aphantasia, I was sorry for that entire segment where you can't picture any of what you're talking about, but hey.
What the fuck is aphantasia?
What did you just say?
Connor, you can't be doing that stuff, dude.
Connery.
Veronica, will you do something for me just before we end? Will you, I don't know why I just thought of this. I just feel like you'd be good at this.
Okay.
I just want to hear you do like your pretty standard.
Amy Winehouse impression?
We could go with that.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say like your pretty standard maid of honor speech.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, I'll say this. Let me set you up a little bit. This is for your best friend, Bethany. You've known her for so long.
Okay.
And you met in college and she was crazy.
Yeah.
She was kind of like the partier, whatever. And you were a little shy. But she, you know, she helped you. She was like your right hand, whatever. Okay. But she also experienced some sort of tragedy post college after you guys have been friends. But she overcame that and is getting married.
Okay.
Does she know the spouse? Does she?
Yeah, you know the husband.
Okay. We went to college together.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. It's all right. I heard my voice. Hi. Oh my gosh. I'm already ruining it. Hi, everybody. Bethany. Bonky. Promise you I won't embarrass you, but. Sorry. Okay. So I'm, what's my name?
Your name is Sandra.
I'm Sandra and, I'm Bonky's best friend. I'm going to keep saying that. Stop. And Today is, oh my God, sorry. Today is the best day for both of us because Bethany finally gets to marry the love of her life. And that's all she's ever wanted. That's all I ever wanted for her. We, okay, rewind. We went to school together. Oh my God, we were roommates back in college. And she was, I don't know if people know this, she was called Blowjob Bethany because she would just give him left, give him out left, right, and center. And through that process, she found Lukey. Right? And that stuck. And that's totally, you know, totally okay. And so then they finally connected and all of a sudden it was Lukey. And they, you know, became this unit, this thing that we, all of our friends, you know, I'm single still, that we would look up to. So Bonky, best head giver, best friend. I am so happy for you. And I will never forget the days when we would sing in Hilary Duff in our bedrooms, in our underwear and bras. No one envisioned that. And dance. Because today you're having your first dance with your first husband, hopefully last, Lukey. And give it up for Blowjob Bethany!
Woo!
Something like that.
That was awesome.
I'm crying.
I could see you just absolutely demolishing a maid of honor speech. Yeah.
Thank you. Will I ever be one?
You ask, you tell me. You ask me.
Yeah, I don't know if that's how that works.
You tell me. You tell me. What's the thing we said? The malapropism that, proof's the pudding. Proof is the pudding. Or something like that. That's
which good. I kind of schooled them a little bit.
I think it's the you proof schooled- is in the pudding.
It right? is the proof is in the pudding.
Used to be proof's the pudding.
It used to be the proof of the pudding is in the eating.
When it rains, it pours.
Did you know that, Connery?
That makes sense.
That's where it came from. The proof of the pudding is in the eating.
Yes. Right.
At some point in time, it turned into the proof is in the pudding.
That's right.
Nice.
I always thought it was the poop is in the pudding.
Okay.
So that's
good. And I think we're over time, everybody.
Great
thank
place
you.
Episode 25. Episode thank you for 25. Stopping by.
Thank you, everybody.
If you
come
haven't
and see
already,
us on tour.
If you haven't already, buy tickets for any of the shows that are on the tour. It's in the link in the bio. If you want to see some extra special bonus stuff, hit the link in the bio for the Patreon. If you're not already subscribed to the YouTube, subscribe. Follow us on
it takes no
Spotify.
Time.
Follow us on Instagram. Sometimes we post some funny stuff on there and it doesn't take any time. Hit the notification bell. Get the smash the motherfucking like button.
And we'll see you guys next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.